Posse.
This is the Tanya Free and Friends Talk Show, your destination for the best in social and political straight talk. And now, here's your host, Miss Tanya Free.
Today is Wednesday, April the 27th. Welcome to the Tanya Free and Friends Talk Show. I am Tanya Free, joined by my wonderful friends, Joanne Henry. How are you?
Fine.
Good, good, good. And also with us is Danny Lowry. How are you?
I'm great, Tanya.
Thank you for being here. And also with us is Emmett Bailey. How are you, friend?
Hello. Good to see y'all.
Oh, pull up so we can hear you. Pull your mic to you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There
Hello.
You go.
Good to see you.
There you go.
Good to be here.
There you go. And joining us for the first time is George Hosfield. How are you?
All is well.
There you go. And working behind the scenes is Miera White. Hello, hello.
Hello.
And also Marcus Evans and Mr. Free. Thank you all for being here today. We want our listeners to join the conversation. We welcome your comments and opinions. Give us a call at 804-321-1010 or at our toll-free number 844-321-1010, or you can text us at TanyaFree63975 to weigh in, or you can download TuneIn app to listen to us on your mobile phones, or if you want to listen to the show on your live on your phone, you can dial 712-832-2784. Thanks to our friends at AMFM 247 Network. Let's do a quick update on last night's primaries, starting with the Democrats. We always start with the Republicans. Let's talk about the Democrats first. Hillary, of course, did very well. She did four states. She won four states, won in four states, I should say. And Bernie got one. Do you all think it's time for him to throw in the towel? Danny?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Bernie's kind of getting out of control a little bit because, you know, they started off very mature and professional, you know, stuff mm-hmm. like that. But
mild-mannered. He started mild-mannered, yeah.
Yeah, he said he would never, you know, run a dirty campaign and stuff like that. But he's gotten really dirty. He's gotten to the point, actually, Tanya, I think that he got this disdain for Hillary.
Yeah.
He's gotten to that point, you know, and it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, he's gotten, I think, very frustrated and very borderline with trying not to be, you know, get to the level where the Republicans are throwing
mud. Yeah, but he's almost there.
Yeah, I mean, he's on the borderline.
Yes,
I really
indeed.
Do. Joanne, what do you think?
Well, I think, first of all, he's a white male, and he doesn't want to see a female, whether black or white, run for president, and it's just showing now because he thought he was going to be the front runner.
Okay, okay. So you truly are a Hillary Clinton
yes,
supporter.
I am. But let me say one thing. I always supported a male because I am a woman, and I believe that a male is strong.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always supported a male. I've always wanted a male for my boss. Never wanted a female.
Okay.
But I'm voting for Hillary because she has the qualifications.
I agree with you that she does have the qualifications.
I'm going to support her.
Okay. Yes. She does have the qualifications.
Yes.
George, what do you think?
Well, I think that Bernie has done a good job and moving Hillary away from her comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about the Democratic platform now. And he's pushing her to adopt some of his thoughts as the way the platform should be shaped.
Okay, okay. Do you all think that Bernie's supporters, you know, is, you know, no question that, you know, Hillary's going to be the nominee. Emma, do you think that Bernie will get behind Hillary and that the supporters will get on board with that?
He will fall in line, but his supporters, I don't think they will. First of all, his campaign is a basis campaign. In other words, all the ideas he's talked about has been tried all over the world. And it's failed all over the world and all of history. You know?
Okay.
So he had young supporters who've been taught this stuff in college and all their educational lives. You know, I mean, for the past 30, 40 years, a lot of the kids that follow him are younger than that. So this stuff been taught in the school system, and it's, all they get is what they get, what they receive through the school system. So they're well oriented to believe the stuff that comes out of his mouth.
But
what they don't know is the history of everything he's saying is failed.
Well, 100%. He's been turning out large crowds at his rallies, but it's unfortunate he can't get them to the polls.
Right.
But when he was asked that question as to why, the same people that are coming to the rallies, he can't get to the polls. This is what he said during an interview on NBC. Let's listen.
25 states with the highest levels of income inequality have held primaries. 16 of those 17 states have been won by Hillary Clinton, not by you.
Why? Well, because poor people don't vote. That's just a fact. That's the sad reality of American society, and that's what we have to transform.
Well, you know what? I'm going to say something. I read before coming here that he is sort of correct because the people between 10,000 to 30,000 also did not get out to vote.
Yeah, well, yeah, I want to butt in a minute here.
Okay.
You know, when you hear those politicians such as he make a statement that poor people don't vote, those politicians in Washington, the majority type people like him, they believe that poor people are black.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's saying. See, but there are poor people in every race.
Yep.
All you have to do is go to different neighborhoods.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. In a lot of neighborhoods, they have trailer parks and stuff, run down trailer parks, and people just ridiculous. You know, but because I heard one of those Republicans one day and said, well, the poor people in this country are black.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? That's how far from reality they are. Because they've been up there for so long, and they don't go to places like we go to mostly, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And they sit back there and they think they're better than everybody, that the law shouldn't apply to them because they think they're better than thou, you know what I mean? So when he make a statement like that, he really talking about black people.
He was talking about black
yes,
people.
Wait a minute, John. He said poor people. He didn't say black people. Why do you all think that?
I went back and read the detail. That's why they went and did the research, because they found out it wasn't only black people, but poor people in that category of 10,000 to 30,000 did not go to vote.
Well,
don't you think the larger question is why they don't vote? Because his numbers and his percentages may have been off, but conceptually, as Joanne just said, he was on point. But from my point of view, is why? That should be the larger question.
Okay, well, let me give y'all some numbers here before we talk about why. It's an increase income less than 30,000, making less than 30,000, 67.1, making less than 40,000, 71% vote, making less than 50,000, 72% vote, making less than 75,000, 78% vote, making less than 100,000, 81% vote, making over 100,000, 79.6% vote. So there's some merit to what he's saying, because if you notice the numbers that I were reading, as the income level went up, the number of people in that income bracket voted.
Yeah, but also the thing is, Tanya, there's various reasons that I can see.
Okay, well, let me say this too. Okay, we talked about black and white.
Mm-hmm.
Far as whites are concerned, 73.5 vote, and far as blacks is 69.7. So there's a difference, but I don't think that be a lot, a big jump.
No. And the thing is, when he's talking about, when you said below $30,000, it's various reasons why. There are a lot of people that's just mad with the system. Then you have a lot of people that's not educated, do not know much about voting anyway. You know, so they don't look at, many of them don't look at the news. They don't know anything about policy. You know, stuff like that. And you have a lot of people who go to the polls on what their friends are saying.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? They don't listen to
don't really vote based on the issues.
Yeah, because they don't sit down and look at the news. You can talk to a lot of people and they'll tell you, well, I don't watch no news, too much murder on there. You know, stuff like too much crazy negative stuff. You know, but they don't think about, well, suppose the news are telling you that an asteroid about to hit the earth, what you gonna do?
Right.
I mean, they're telling you where to get shelter and all this stuff. but you're not listening to the news.
Right, okay, okay. Well, George, you brought it up. You give us your reason as why you think people do not vote.
I think Mr. Lowry hit on a few points, but a sense of hopelessness.
That's a very good one. You're right.
You know, my vote doesn't count.
True.
You know, and I think, again, the lack of education and involvement in the political system. Because sometimes at the lower end of the economic scale, why you don't vote has been designed by the system.
Right. And you're right. The system, now that there are like 17 some states that have put in place harder regulations or measures, you know, that make it difficult for people to get out of vote.
Yeah.
You got to have a certain ID and that sort of thing. Jim says
poor
people don't have the time to vote.
I don't agree with that, Jim.
No. Okay. What do you, Emmett?
I'd like to get back what we said a few minutes ago regarding the perception of the leaders such as Bernie Sanders, Democrat leaders, you know.
Wait a minute. Let's talk about both.
No. What I mean is their perception of black folk being poor. You know, that's a code word for poor. You're talking about black folk. You know, that's the code reason for that. Because for 50 years, we've been conditioned to think that a great society is going to happen every election. You know what I mean? But we get the same old problems and the same old thing happen. We've been conditioned. And we suffer what I call, what you call battered spouse syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Willis says... I'm not gonna do it again. I'm not gonna do it. Okay, I'm not. You know, police get there and everything. No. He's okay. And it happens again. They stay there. You know, and that's what black folk are for the leaders because we've been following for the past 50 years.
Okay.
So they can say anything, and black folk gonna follow them. They're like, no.
Let him finish. Go ahead, Emmett.
I mean, just a few weeks ago, when Mayor Blasio and the front runner said, "Yeah, it's CP time." I mean, it didn't matter. I mean, they felt bold enough to say that and knew the black folk were for them. Or back in South Carolina in the last election cycle with Obama, they got an argument who owned the Negroes in South Carolina. And then Obama, when Obama pulled the thing off, Court Clinton says, he pulled the race card on me.
Okay. My point is the leaders of black people follow.
Realize they can say anything, do anything, and they're not going to get off the reservation.
Oh, no.
So that's why the attitude is there.
I look at it like this. Those people who are considered poor are people who the real politicians aren't going to really go into those neighborhoods and say, hey, shake my hand like some people may do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that going to that neighborhood and shake those poor people's hand. If you show that you're interested in me, those poor people may get out and vote.
Well, let me say this. You all talk about race. Possibly, if Bernie is attaching race to this thing, in talking about black people, well, Hillary's pulled, you know, the majority of African Americans to vote for her, and maybe he is, you know, speaking to the fact that African Americans won't vote for him.
Yeah.
You were getting ready to say something?
Go ahead, George.
I don't think that's the case, because Bernie Sanders has a rich history in supporting African Americans.
True.
He marched with Dr. King.
Right. Got that.
He was locked up. Handcuffs
right.
to a black woman for desegregation of schools.
Correct.
So
why is it that African Americans aren't getting behind him? He's having a hard time.
I'm not sure if that's the case. Well, let me.
That's been the case. Go ahead.
Let me address one more issue. Bernie does have black folks supporting him.
Yes.
There's a group of folks called Black Men for Bernie.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Spike Lee support.
There are a few, right, but he is not pulling the majority of the African American.
Well, if
you look in South Carolina where Hillary Clinton.
If you look at the divide, and mm-hmm. I don't know this because I don't follow it like this, but my dog sense tells me the older African Americans, old
mm-hmm.
people like me,
mm-hmm.
you know, we build Clinton people.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. and I make this silly statement, you know, he played the sax, you know, he hung out and
mm-hmm.
this and all that.
Right.
You know, so we build Clinton people. Thus, we're Hillary Clinton people. I think some of the younger folks are Bernie Sanders supporters.
I think that's a compliment. I'm a Bernie Sanders person. Okay.
Yeah. And so am I. I liked what he said, and I like what he's
But he's giving the whole country away. That's why I think the younger people are following him, because you're going to get a free education, which is not possible.
It was possible in California. They've been doing it for years.
Well, my thing is, let me say something
here. So you're a Bernie Sanders person, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
I supported him.
Okay. I'm with you. Go ahead, Dan.
My thing is, I think, you know, I like a lot of the things that Bernie says. A lot of the stuff he says can't happen.
Yes. Will not happen.
I don't look at it that way.
No, you have to.
No, you don't. All said President Obama couldn't do the affordable health care.
No,
well,
I didn't believe that.
I believe he could.
Nobody believed he could.
I did.
I believed in President Obama 100%. You know why?
I supported him.
Because he's the first black president.
Yeah.
I don't care what he did or what he didn't do. He broke that line. He broke that barrier.
Yes.
See, and when you break the barrier, that's a gigantic step. Let me say something.
And why couldn't Bernie Sanders break the barrier as well when he talks about free education?
No, well, Bernie never told the people how he can pay for it. You can say I'm gonna give people free education, I'm gonna do this, that, and other. But you have a budget and you have a deficit. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And now if you listen to the GOP, that's all they talk about. The deficit, and spending. That's all they talk about.
Okay.
So a lot of the stuff that Bernie Sanders says, he's not going to be able to accomplish. But understand this. It's not a knock on Bernie, because I like Bernie. I like a lot of the things he says. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And some things just can't happen. And one thing I really want to say, the real, real, real reality, you can say that people following Hillary because of
a bill
and all that kind of stuff that I don't agree with. But in this world, you're not going to find a president nowhere on this earth. You're not going to find a president nowhere on this earth that's going to satisfy all the people.
Exactly.
Oh, that's true. Now, we agree on that. We can agree on that.
It's going to be hard to satisfy the majority
of people. Okay, you're right on that. Let's go take it. We got to take a praise break. Today's praise break is God by Prince, sponsored by Inspiration Radio, 1510 AM. And 97.9 FM, covering New Orleans and the Louisiana Gulf Coast.
He made the earth and the heavens. He gave his love to the day.
Everybody wants cheap airfare, but where do you find it? You call low-cost airlines. Their prices are direct from the airlines, and they're so low you can't find these fares published anywhere. They specialize in cheap flights, discount hotel rooms, cheap car rental rates, and great package deals anywhere around the world. Wherever you want to go, they can help you get there cheaply and with the best price guarantee. If you want the lowest prices on your airline tickets or other travel services, call now. That's right, call. That's the only way to get these rates. Experts are standing by 24/7 to get you the cheapest airfare and hotel rates available. So don't wait. Call right now for the lowest travel prices anywhere and for great last-minute travel deals, too. Call right now. 800-708-3091. 800-708-3091. 800-708-3091. That's 800-708-3091.
Big John Trimble here to invite you to listen to my show, heard 6 to 9 each morning, Monday through Friday, right here on WCLM Radio. We play real country, bluegrass, 50s rock and roll, and comedy. We feature trivia contests and over-the-fence chats with our listeners and recording artists. If you like Dolly Parton, Conway Twitty, and Alan Jackson, or maybe Etta James, Nat King Cole, and the Platters, then you'll like the Big John Trimble Show. Now back to Tanya Free, and by the way, if you're a blues and jazz fan like me, stick around here for Tanya's jazz program coming up.
Real Brother here, reminding you of our new time, 10 a.m. Eastern on RealBrotherRadioNetwork.com, YouTube, and New Orleans Talk Network. We're the alternative to conservative, but all racist, Marxist, Donald Trump, and Bernie Bro bot nut opinions are welcome.
It's the Real Brother Radio Show.
Brought to you by Black Trade Lines, helping you build trust in your community.
Join the conversation. Phone lines are open right now at area code 804-321-1010 in Central Virginia and 844-321-1010 coast to coast.
Okay, we have a couple of texts. Jerome asking Danny as to how do you define black. Before you respond to that, I got another question. William says, why didn't Bernie run as an independent? So before we answer those questions, I'm going to go to the phones right quick. Earl, are you there?
Yes.
How are you?
I'm doing just great. I'm enjoying the dialogue, and I like what the discussion is, and I wanted to hit that same point because I look at it this way in reference to the Democratic Party, that Bernie Sanders is our Tea Party. Because some folks in the Democratic Party, voices not heard because they're not a part of the policy, the clique. So you have Bernie Sanders who is raising those like myself that and others that are saying, let us include us in this. So to me, Bernie is the Tea Party of the Democratic Party.
Okay.
And I agree. He is not going to get the majority black vote because it's just like this. When we come up and we got white friends, those white friends in our house and so on and so forth and blah, 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 and we become. So there becomes a sense of respect. So if I'm in a dialogue with them and we go through certain things, it's not that I'm giving them a pass. It's just that I know their intent and motivation, what they're saying. Now, when there's someone that just comes into my community every now and then, and I might work with, but I only see them, and then they say it, then there's a problem because I don't know that person's intent. I don't know that person's motivation. And I think that the country need to understand that difference. It ain't that they're getting a pass. They've established a relationship, and they even cross those boundaries sometimes, and we check them. But because of a relationship, it makes a difference. Republican Party does not have a relationship with the black community.
Okay, that's a good point. I'm going to let Emmett respond to that. Emmett?
There's some truth to that. Relationship's been has been tried to be established over the years, but the black community, for the most part, rejected because the whole Democrat platform, not just in the past 50 years since the Great Society program, but also since its founding, been based on primarily emotions, not factual issues. Give example. Go back over to slavery. No, it's not about owning people, their property, but that's a person's property rights. So that was the argument. You can look at the documents at the time, the campaign at the time. It was in the platform. They were proud about it. It was emotional. It didn't care about the fact that you had people enslaved.
Okay. Well,
Then you get into Jim Crow. No, it's not about people being slain or couldn't get out of line and stuff, but it's a states' rights issue.
Okay.
So now you get into today's situation there. Today, from the 1960s on, everything's about compassion. They literally changed from where they was about up until that time. So now it's about compassion.
Well, like you said, go back to his original question. Why is it that the Republican Party cannot attract or do not have more African Americans?
Let Earl
respond. Earl, did you have anything else? Okay, we lost Earl. Okay. All right, go ahead, Danny.
About what he was saying? What he was saying over there just now doesn't make any sense whatsoever. That doesn't have anything to do with no emotions and all that stuff. That's ridiculous stuff. Let me tell you something. The Republican Party has, since you know, back in the 1800s when slaves and things used to vote Republican, they have a two-party system now. You know what I mean? And the Democrats always have issues. They're going to tell you.
Emotion issues.
They're going to tell you what they're going to do.
Emotion issues.
But
they'll come through.
They're going to tell you what they're going to try to do.
Right.
Unlike the Republicans, they don't ever do anything but talk about their opponent.
So there's no substance. Okay.
All you have to do is listen to them. Listen to each one of them right now. They don't have no substance whatsoever. You got people that, and he want to talk about emotions over there. Those are the people that go by emotions, Republicans. Because you can, Donald Trump, here's what he said. I'm going to make America great again.
He is the exception.
Asked him, when was a time when America wasn't great?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He didn't know what to say. You understand what I'm saying?
I agree with my brother
These people are brainwashed some kind of way. Let me tell you something. I have to say this.
Okay.
The only black Republican I have the utmost of respect for is my man, what's his name, that was in the military? Colin Powell.
Colin Powell, okay.
Let me tell you something. That brother right there is a real brother. Mm-hmm. That man got up there, he believed that he was pro-choice. You know what I mean?
He believed
people can have abortions or whatever. Many of the platforms that the Republicans talked about, he did not go for it. And especially when they get up there and talk about black people this and we got that, he comes on TV. When they talk to him on Meet the Press and stuff, see, he shoots all of that stuff down.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they wanted him to run for president, but they'd have been in trouble if he'd got president.
Okay, well, let me go to the phone. Scotty, how are you, friend?
Oh, I'm doing the best that I can. Oh, Prince.
Well, long as you're doing.
How are you all today?
Good.
Great.
Well, I just wanted to chime in on this issue about poor people and black voters. I mean, we do realize that the majority of people, period, don't vote right. We do recognize that, right? That out of the 300 million population, and let's just say they were all adults, I would say only 25 million of them are voting, maybe 50 million.
Yeah, I think when I looked, I think it was 2008 for President Obama, I think it was like 57.6 that people that actually voted.
So the vast majority of people don't vote. And with Obama, that was like an anomaly.
Right.
A whole bunch of people just came out to vote.
Exactly.
So, you know, and then they didn't help him out any. If he was going to do anything for us, they didn't help him out, you know, during the midterms and whatnot. And mm-hmm. so we ain't got nothing. You know, not that he ever promised anything. But this whole thing, look, Democrats and Republicans are just two sides of the same coin. Both of them, all they do is run on emotional issues. This year, it's guns. It's guns for Democrats.
Guns
like
are real.
Every year, they bring out emotional. The gun control stuff. And with Republicans, it's always abortion.
Right.
What election have y'all been paying attention to in the past couple of decades that these two issues have not always been put before the people? And those are both emotional issues,
exactly.
In my opinion.
Not all the time.
No. See, we look at understand the Republican Party. We call ourselves conservatives. Why? Because we want to conserve their foundations. In which the country was country. Exactly. America is no longer an experiment. It's a success story. Okay. And what happens is, since the early, you can go all back to 1900s, President, I can't think of his name right now, President at the time, he began the slow decline Democrats transitioning from being the party of slavery, of Jim Crow, to now. Bringing the entire culture down with the kind of ideas that they're pushing out, all the emotional ideas. And from day one, the Republican, starting with Abraham Lincoln, being the first Republican president, he said, "We're going to the Constitution. Say you're supposed to be free. We're going to set them free." Those are facts. Those are facts. You look at the Republican platform every year is about thinking about. Reality about budgeting, about war and peace, about borders.
That's what the Republican Party is. It's Fox News. We had to start actually reading history instead of just trying to remember what some teacher told us. I mean, if you're coming from the position that Abraham Lincoln set the slaves free, then I know that you don't know history and you ain't even read the Constitution, let alone the 13th Amendment that says slavery and involuntary servitude shall be abolished except for crime. And then what did they start doing to all them free Africans? Passing the Jim Crow laws, right?
Democrats did that. Yeah, you're right.
Look, I'm not the partisan guy to argue with. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I'm an objective, independent voter. So those partisan arguments don't work on me. They don't work on me. I'm about facts. And the fact is that this country ain't never been great. Okay?
Uh-oh.
Name a great thing about this country. There's nothing great.
Let me name one.
What freedom are you living here?
Name this one. Go ahead, Emmett.
You understand?
Waiting to happen. That's all.
The principle that I forgot, I used to make that full disclosure whenever I come on the show, and I haven't done that yet. I look at things first from a biblical perspective and secondarily from a Republican perspective. And the reason why I say secondarily, because when you look at the foundation of the country, it was based on biblical principles and concepts.
So
you look at history, you see that the founding fathers twice before the Declaration of Independence, they solicited King George King George to free the slaves, and it was vetoed. Okay, that before the so people talking about taxation while representation. That was like number 17.
King George over here.
When we was a colonist, what I'm talking about. They're trying to free the states since college.
Go ahead, Scott, and you can respond.
Yeah.
What's history?
Again. I do. I read history. I'm a history buff.
Me too.
Been reading. I'm a great history
buff.
Well,
let me say this
and
to you, Scott.
The founding fathers ain't never. Most of them were enslaved Africans. Thomas Jefferson talked about his victims as human capital. He came up with a formula talking about if I have this many black babies born on my plantation, my wealth will increase however many percentages he worked it out to be. This is from his own personal writing.
You talking about the guy who wrote the Declaration of Independence?
One at a time.
Yes, we're talking about the same dude that wrote the Declaration of Independence that was holding his wife's half-sister as a sex slave that he bought from his father-in-law. So, I mean, you know, you blow me away with all this greatness about this country. And this country was founded on genocide and slavery and has been maintained by genocide.
And so abortion, not genocide? Self-genocide took in the black community?
I'm talking about, yes, I am anti-abortion.
Well, good,
but I
good,
do
good.
Give,
you and I agree.
But I'm not one to force my religious belief on
you're not religious. It's a fact. You're killing people.
Okay.
Not to Scotty Reed. Not to you. Okay, so I don't force my biblical views on other people.
It's legal views, not just biblical views.
You're not giving them freedom of choice. God even gives people freedom
well,
to
let me
choose.
Speak on, let me speak so on the greatness Danny? Part. No, Scott, let me speak on the greatness part, sir. My thing is at 63 years old, I don't know nothing about no other country. You understand? I went to college and everything I studied, and I don't know nothing about the other countries. I know that there are a lot of countries you can't walk down the street and say what you want to say. Exactly. I know a lot of countries you can't get in your car and be drunk and get caught and won't get your head hung or shot in front of a firing squad.
Or chopped off.
Okay,
yeah.
Sir. Okay, I can leave out of this office right now, this stadium, the studio, and get in my car and go straight home and go to a store if I want to and go to bed if I want to. There's a lot of countries. There are a lot of countries you can't have. You don't have those freedoms. To me, this country is great.
And guess who's propping up those countries, sir? Guess who's propping up those countries?
Who's propping
guess who's
up?
Selling them all these weapons in order for them to keep their
I don't care. I really don't care because, see, I don't get into stuff like that because
see,
that's... Well, no.
See,
but you gotta understand one thing. It's beyond me. You see what I'm saying? I don't want to deal with stuff that's beyond my control.
That's correct.
I don't even need to discuss it because it's beyond me. It's going to happen and happen and happen. So why would we, as just mere citizens, worry about things that's beyond our control that deep?
Yep.
There are a lot of things.
What are we voting for then? What are you voting for?
I am voting for more equality, more justice, more freedom.
And voting would not get
what?
You greatness. We're already great, and I agree with you. You're great because you are here. If you didn't think our country was great, what country would you go to that is great? Tell me.
I think question. It was one of the founders came call
well,
I right
I tell you
now.
What, y'all got to hold it. We got to break.
Okay.
Stop a sport and never thinks to gangsta. Gangsta clan.
What you say, fella?
Gangsta. We don't know the jam.
Roll.
Gangsta. Gangsta. Gangsta clan.
It's summertime. We don't
know the jam.
Send a shout out.
Power to the people of MPL. Yes. Power to the people of MPL.
Send a shout out. What's my definition of black man's wish? All the hands of the family will fall when we drop this. And the fact that we'll fall, we'll keep the jeeps booming for the hip hop junkie.
Everybody, grab a body, pump it like you want somebody.
Reclaiming the drum, WMXP 95.5
FM.
Greenville's People Powered Radio. Reclaiming the drum.
You're listening to AMFM 247, music you love from the 40s, 50s, and 60s. Best talk radio all day and every day.
Put your business on the map for a lot less than you might think with Freedom Marketing. Text the word ADVERTISE to 63975 or give them a call at 844-321-1010. That's Freedom Marketing, 844-321-1010.
This is Tanya Free. Summer can be a difficult time for families of youth with behavior problems. Many kids with behavior problems just cannot make it in a traditional daycare or summer camp. But there is an option. Call my friends over at the Metropolitan Day School today, 804-321-2595, to see if your elementary or middle school age child is eligible. Breakfast, lunch, and transportation provided. Limited slots. First come, first serve. Call Ms. Thomas today, 804-321-2595. The Metropolitan Day School, where Eagles soar.
The conversation. Phone lines are open right now at area code 804-321-1010 in Central Virginia and 844-321-1010 coast to coast.
We're going to go back to Scotty. Scotty, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and close it out. I appreciate the time, you've given me to speak my piece, but I say this about the greatness of America. You know, we talk about what's going on in this country and that country, and I've been to several different countries. I spent 6 years in the military and participated in the Gulf War, to my shame. But we won't talk about this being such a great country. How can you even say that when and we got so much freedom and liberty when you got more people locked up in this country than any country on the face of the planet, including a communist country called China that got 1 billion people.
But the people locked up, did they commit crimes?
In Louisiana, you see, there you go, bro.
They took them off the street?
Well, define crime for me. Crime is when I harm another individual, or I harm their person, their body, or I take their property. 75% of the people that's in prisons today is in there behind a drug war. Nonviolent so-called drug crimes, things that are only a crime because a bunch of politicians passed the law. Did you hear about Nixon said that we were going to target the blacks without seeming like we were going to target the blacks? And then he worked with a Democratic Congress to pass those drug to start the drug war.
No, I'm sorry,
still
Clinton.
Fighting to this day.
Yeah, but
he said he worked with the Democratic Party. Huh? He said he worked with a Democratic Party.
Yeah, Nixon worked with the Democrat. He had a Democratic Congress. Just like all the bad bills that Bill Clinton passed,
right.
He working with a Republican Congress to pass all of those. So they've been bipartisan teaming, tag teaming up on black folks and other non-white folks. But this, you can't say this country is great when we got all of this homelessness. We got all these people in poverty, and we got all these people in prison. When we got over 10,000 people in the last 10 years being killed by cops, and that's the ones we know of because all the departments are not required to report. So rethink that before you say, you know, we got all this freedom and liberty. But you know what? We do a program every Wednesday night called New Abolitionist Radio. The reason it's called New Abolitionist Radio, because slavery was never abolished, and we don't deal in emotionalism. We bring you the facts to show you that these people ain't never stopped practicing slavery. So check us out tonight on Black Talk Radio Network. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott. We appreciate it. We're going to go to Brother X, who's been holding on for a long time. Thank you, Brother X.
No, thank you, neighbor. You know I hold on for your show. It's the hottest thing going.
We appreciate that. Thank you.
Man, I've been holding. I've heard so much. I'm like a blind dog in a meat house. Abortion is not genocide. Abortion is choice.
That's
abortion
right.
is only genocide if it is forced upon you.
Oh.
Now, Colin Powell is a Uncle Tom along with Barack O'Bush. And just like Barack O'Bush has apologized, a weak apology for assassinating Gaddafi and bombing Libya, Colin Powell gave a weak apology for going along with the George Bush whacker in that Iraq war. They both go along with mass murder, come out later on, give a weak apology like that's some kind of redemption. It is not. There is only one party, the white party. Now, Negroes can play with that until the cows come home.
Okay.
Now, listen, sister. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
I'm going to close with this. I want you, sister, particularly you, because you're trying to do something. And I want the message out of people and all good human beings to listen very carefully. People have been exterminated for thousands of years by human beings. It is a phenomenon that keeps occurring. We talk, it's done. But here comes another one, and we don't or can't stop it. Right now, they are creating an atmosphere in this country for people here of African descent to be exterminated. This is why you're seeing all this crazy stuff. Police shooting on camera. You people coming here for a UN meeting. The Pope coming here. We got people getting shot down in the street. Children murdered by police. How's the Pope going to come here and talk and don't say nothing? How's the UN, the world leaders, come here when all this terrorism, human rights violation going on?
Well, let me ask you, what do you suggest we do?
What I suggest we do. If anybody is able or have the wherewithal, if you are able to get out of here before this slaughter starts in earnest,
you should get out of here.
Or get your grandchild or your young daughter out of here. If you don't want Zimmerman and Darren Wilson to get their hand on your children, then you should get them out of here.
So when will you be leaving?
We will not. Yes, ma'am?
When will you be leaving?
As soon as I can, if I can.
Well, if you need some finances, I can help you go if you're really ready to go now.
But That'll work. But let me tell you this, sister. This is a talk show. The
yes.
sister had this show to put out information. I'm putting out information. People will have to make a choice. Some people, they already know people in a foreign country.
Well, let me ask
they
you
already
this.
Know somebody set
let
up.
Let me ask you this, Brother X. Is there any way we can, you can give us a reference as to where you're getting this information?
History.
Okay.
That's why I told you.
Okay.
People have been exterminated for 1,000 years. And,
okay.
and most of the time, it was by these same Caucasian people.
Okay.
This is what they do.
Okay.
Now, you seeing all this terror being put on us, all on camera. You got to ask yourself, something is going on.
Okay,
the
gotcha.
Policeman in Chicago shot this boy 16 times, tried to reload to shoot him some more until the other police stopped him. He is on the streets.
Okay,
he's
I got
been
you.
Walking
I
the streets 15
X.
months.
Okay.
Zimmerman on the street. Darren Wilson. These are psychopaths.
Gotcha.
They have a plan. They are carrying it out. And what they are doing, they're showing the world that black people, life have no value. This is what you do to them.
Okay.
They are setting it up.
Okay,
they
Brother
humanize the people. Then you can exterminate
well,
them.
Well, let's do this. Let some other folks respond to what you're
okay,
saying.
Okay, ma'am.
Thank you. We appreciate it, Brother
work.
X. Thank you.
Danny, I'm going to let you respond to the original, the first question we had. How do you define black?
Oh,
I think it was Jerome asking you that question.
Well, first of all, Jerome, you should have called in. So that I could talk to you, so I can hear you. You know what I mean? I think you're ducking when you text. But anyway, you're going to ask me that question. I can answer the question. But I'm going to ask you a question in return before I answer that question. Have you ever, I want you to text this back. Have you ever asked any white person, why do they call us blacks? Have you ever asked them, why do they call us blacks? Have you ever asked them to explain that to you? And if not, I think you should. My definition of black is dark. Okay? We are dark skin. You know? And sure, I know you're thinking we're brown, this, that, and other. Sure, you could say brown or whatever. But we are darker than most races. And I think that that's why people refer to us as black.
Okay.
And I love the word. I have no problem with it. I'm not going to be running around here thinking all that crazy talk and be out on Mars somewhere mentally. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to deal with facts and live on.
All right. Do you all agree with that, George?
Most part. The brother most part.
Well, I'm going to say this. I'm proud of being whatever color, but when you travel out of the country, Africans are Africans, and some are dark jet black,
mm-hmm.
but they're not called black.
Mm-hmm.
So the people
what
in the United...
What are they called?
Africans.
Okay, Africans. Okay.
They have a name.
Yeah, they
we
have a country.
They have a country, and we're supposed to be in America, so I am an American.
Right, okay.
Okay.
All right.
The definition can be subjective, obviously. I mean, we all agree from the biological aspect of things, what we've said here. Personally, when I give talks and things, I distinguish between black and Negroes. And that comes from my 60s. My hair was in basically your direction back in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
I came up during a time and all that. But during that time, one thing I was proud about the fact that we were defined by the system establishment as Negroes, coloreds, niggers, whatever it was. And then we said, no, we refer ourselves as black or African American.
Right.
We decided that. And one of the few things that we took full charge over.
And I think that's because of James Brown saying, say
yeah,
loud, I'm
yes.
black and I'm proud.
Yeah, well, yeah, yeah.
But
you know,
I mean,
yes,
we
yeah,
were
yeah, right. But what I mean, it
yeah.
caught on, so we owned it.
Mm-hmm.
Up until that time, you know, everybody was trying to use all kind of bleaching things and all that kind of stuff. So the point is, though, black, to me, a black person is a thinking person. He know who he is. He thinks about issues intellectually.
Mm-hmm.
Emotion is fine, long as it's subject to the intellect.
Okay.
And long as the intellect is subject to the spirit, okay? Mm-hmm. So now, that's the right order of things. Negroes, on the other hand, is mostly more emotional. That's why the leaders get away with saying stuff, get them riled up, even though this Black Lives Movement, the Black Lives Matters thing, it's all emotional based on 0.5% of incidents of people dying.
I have a question. I have one question.
Go ahead.
We say black people, but we've always said white people. So what's the difference, black and white?
Okay.
You know?
But they also go by Caucasian as well. So
okay.
Let's go to the phones. Real Brother, how are you, friend?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I'm here, man. I hear all this nonsense that if you're Colin Powell or if you're Obama or if you're somebody black who doesn't think white people are superior, we have to go back to Africa, then you're an Uncle Tom. And we hear I'm supporting Bernie Sanders, the communist revolutionary nut. And I hear that I'm not a Democrat and I'm not a Republican, so I'm woe is me. We can't win.
Okay.
But when you guys, you don't get it. You'll be
all you gonna be all right, real brother.
No, you took me like up, it. Man. You, the reason that the black people that reject the myth that whites are superior are presidents and generals and Oprahs and Michael Jordan. The idiots running around here talking about we got to go back to Africa. These are the idiots who think that white people are superior and that because they want to kill us, we have to let them. Mm. What's wrong with standing up to them and realizing that they are the dumbest people on planet Earth?
But take your guns away.
But we didn't say anything about that on this.
No, you let them talk. He got it from your show. He said he listened to your show.
Okay.
Oh, you talking about brother X.
Brother X.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, so all the people, Scotty Reed, everybody, they listen to your show. They're getting it from your show.
Okay, no problem.
Know, that's what hurts me because I call your show and tell you the truth and you dismiss it because I'm black.
What did you call it, brother? You just said something.
To me. But you listening to Bernie Sanders.
No, hold on. What did you call in and say? What did you call in and say that we on this panel disagree with? Because we're not dealing with past panels. We're talking about this panel right here.
No, this panel, this show been going on for years. She does it every time. She always has some nut on the show who disagrees with black people standing up to white people and asserting who we really are.
Yeah, I understand. I'm with you.
Everybody, real brother, everybody's entitled to their opinion.
They're not, Tanya.
Yes,
Wait a minute. You're not entitled to the opinion that black people have to go back to Africa. If you don't go back to Africa, if you become president, you're an Uncle Tom.
Well, you have folks that think that. Well, wait a minute. You have folks that think that.
You're not entitled to your opinion that they get
Real brother, I need you to take your medication before you call us, okay? Calm down.
We got to stop thinking who we are. We got to stop thinking these stupid people are superior. Bernie Sanders is going to lose.
Okay. Well, we agree with you.
Real brother, we agree with you there.
Eight more years. No, you don't.
Yes, we do.
You're going to have 8 more years. You're going to have 8 more years of misery and being upset because the person, the idiot you supported, didn't win.
Wait a minute, real brother. We agree that Hillary's going to win, right?
No.
Well, why not support her?
We will support her when she becomes the nominee.
Hold on, you're not supporting her. Why not tell, instead of calling her name, why not
who called her
say,
names?
Hey, Hillary, this is a concern that we have. And then tell her your concern, and if it's not something stupid, like white people are superior and we have to
we're
go
not
back
gonna say anything like that to her, real brother.
Then if it's not something what Bernie Sanders is talking about where everything's
okay.
free.
I tell you what, real brother.
And if you black you can't be you can't
okay.
be
okay, real brother. Take a chill pill and tell everybody to listen to your show. We gotta go to a break.
Well, you can listen to the truth weekday on the Real Brother Radio Network. Don't be afraid of the truth. It ain't gonna kill you.
Okay. All right, don't be afraid to call Real Brother, even though he needs medication right now. Thank you, Real Brother.
Take a deep breath, brother.
To stop hating themselves, man. It don't even make sense.
Would you be a happy boy or a girl?
This is the Tanya Free and Friends Radio Network. Coast to coast, on air, online, and on point.
Tune into Just Jazz on Saturday nights from 9 until 11 p.m. right here on Tanya Free and Friends Radio Network. Join me, Ty Bailey, as I showcase the best in jazz, current releases, reissues, and selections from past great recordings. It's all right here on Tanya Free and Friends Radio Network at tanyafree.com. Just Jazz is also streamed 24 hours a day at tybailey.com.
This is Tanya Free. The Capital Area Health Network is Medicare and Medicaid approved. Carrier independability are the principles we live by, providing you and your loved ones with quality dental, medical, and pediatric care for over a decade. That's why the Capital Area Health Network is the heart of the community. Now with extended hours at the Northside Medical Center, 2809 North Avenue, from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. We are here for you. Call 780-0840. That's 780-0840. Accepting most insurance plans.
Conversation. Phone lines are open right now at area code 804-321-1010 in Central Virginia and 844-321-1010 coast to coast.
We're going to go straight to the phones, and our friend Reggie is on the line. Hi, Reggie, how are you?
Hey, Tanya, how are you and your crew doing?
We're good. How Great. About you? You all right?
I'm laughing because, you know, people seem to have this romanticism, this feeling that we need to forget history. And when I look at Donald Trump, I mean, I close my eyes and I look at Hitler from my perspective. I look at Jackson, who said that he was going to exterminate the Indian when only 7% of landowners, European landowners, could vote. And that was his whole thing. I'm going to make sure that I'm going to sit up here and take this country back. I'm going to keep them Muslims out. I'm going to keep them immigrants out. I mean, I hear this hate speech and this dog whistle politics. This is Bull Connor reacting all over again. And when I look at the Republican Party and their convention, it's like the white citizen counts. And I'm standing here scratching my head saying, even the debate, now, can the opponent help me out? When I look at these debates, do we live in two different Americas or what? Because the issue they're talking about, it seems like both parties are talking about two different issues. Can y'all help me out?
Yeah, they are. Totally different. The Democrats are talking about things with substance that can possibly help the citizens of this country. And the Republicans haven't said not one thing with substance that I've heard yet. They're talking about each other fingers and calling each other lying Ted and pointing and shaking hands and pointing fingers all over when they're trying to talk at the podium and hands flaring up every which way and don't be talking about nothing, trying to be a jokester.
And real quick, Tommy, help me understand this. The young man that was gunned down, 12-year-old, the family got $6 million. The police union is going to sit there and tell them how they should spend their money. Talking about they need to donate some to the police academy, and also they need to donate money so people can learn how to use guns. Mm. I'm like, hold up.
That
I'm
just be
got $140 million for that tape he did. This is a good show. I'm not going to say what it was. You know who's about. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Negroes died. They give between $5 and $6 million. It's like, you know, this is how much your head is worth. Then we're going to tell you how to spend the money.
Yeah, but let me.
Did I miss something?
No, you didn't. Let me say something. What is that lady name that got that, $16 million for a man filming her in the bathroom?
Oh, yeah, the young lady and that's then, the sports commentator.
Yeah, and then you got a brother got shot down to death, unarmed and everything, and family got $3 million. Now, what, you know what I'm saying? You're talking about privilege? You're talking about privilege in this country? That's a big example of the majority privilege.
I mean, this is what Europeans do. I mean, they sit back and say, we're going to tell you how you should think, how you should react. And in closing, I'm still shaking my head about Dr. Ben Carson.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, we're going to get to that.
I pray for that, brother. Hey, keep up the good work, Tanya.
All right, tell everybody listen to your show, Reggie.
Oh, every Saturday from 11:45 to 1. And check out Coach Lonnie Blow in the Protest Index. They did a story of Dr. Cavell gave him a national award.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, we hooked that up.
Okay. Thank you, friend. We appreciate it.
Right,
y'all
bro.
Take care.
And right, we're gonna go. We're gonna go to the lines, and we got Dave. Hi, Dave. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. Excellent radio, by the way.
Okay.
I just wanted to ask. Yes. And the craft of radio is nothing like it. You know, I was just wondering if any of the panel knew of Neely Fuller Jr. At all?
Say that again.
If any of the panel knows of Neely Fuller Jr.
No, I don't. To give us a little information.
Oh, well, he wrote the United Independent Compensatory Code System Concept, a textbook workbook for counter-racism.
Okay.
As such, and Dr. Frances Kress Welsing, I don't know if you've heard of her, a psychiatrist. She's transitioned now at the beginning of this year. Some of her work precipitated her to postulate a thesis, you know, that resulted in the work of the ISIS papers.
Okay.
Yeah, I read it.
And
read ISIS
so
papers.
Forth like that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yes, but that might be a good start to, at least I found it for myself to be a good start, to kind of get a lens or get a scope or perspective on white supremacy, racism, and how it affects all nine areas of human activity.
Okay.
You know, economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and more.
Okay.
And the good counter, the start for the counter, it's pretty simple but yet impactful. And I found, in being very skeptical of myself, found that, you know, it has helped me in my travels. I do over-the-road trucking, you know. Employing the code, and if you think of it like an electrical code, I could be in Switzerland or anywhere in the world and know how to go into a breaker box and how to handle, you know, voltage and different things safely. But the idea is that it's a code, because if you, one of his statements, opening statements in the book, Neely Fuller, that is if you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you.
Okay, I like that.
Yes. And his website is producejustice.com.
Okay.
Now, also on the Black Talk Radio Network is Gus T. Renegade of the Cows, Context of White Supremacy. He's conducted numerous interviews with Neely Fuller Jr. and Dr. Frances Kress Welsing.
Okay.
Okay. And it kind of, like I said, now I'm able to see, you know, kind of in a lens, a counter-racist science lens, mm-hmm. you know, in a logical, precise, ordered, structured way, what it is that we are dealing with,
okay.
you know, in that context.
Okay. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate you sharing it.
Thank you very much, and God bless you, and continue on.
Thank you so much. Good information.
Yes, ma'am.
Before it has it.
Wait a minute, Dave. Hold on a second. George has something to say.
Certainly.
Are you familiar with, I think the title of the book is Red in the Face?
No, I'm not familiar with that and the author.
I knew you were going to ask me that. I don't remember.
I'm sorry. I can check it out later on.
From the other perspective, Red in the Face was written, again, and it tells the story of why racism and how racism moved into the conservative movement. And it's written by...
The movement?
Moved into the conservative movement, and it's a pretty good eye opener. I can't remember the author's name.
I'm trying to find it now.
Oh, well, that's fine. But you know, Red in the Face is the title, and then I can take a look and mm-hmm. try to get an idea, or even get the book. I'll say this, and this is, again, you know, David speaking. Neely Fuller's work is somewhat definitive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a reflection of even most recently Eric Holder,
mm-hmm.
when he states, are we a nation of cowards afraid to talk about race? And further his assertion is, Neely Fuller, that is, that until you produce a system of justice, that is guaranteeing that no one is harmed, mistreated, and guarantee that those who need help the most get the most constructive help. You know, until we have, one, understand what racism is, what it is, and how it works, and then strive, therefore, to produce justice, and, let's say, use a code, you know, because there's also an accompanying word guide, and also... to take a look at how we can individually, not collectively, but perhaps individually, use 10 stops, you know, like not to name call, you know, stop cursing. You know, some things that you would think are basic courtesies, you know, stop being disrespectful. And Dr. Frances Welsing, along with her theory, has given a more precise, I guess, from a psychiatrist, because she was looking at what would be good for black mental health, you know. And it's applicable because, you know, you think about it, it's like, well, if I have the right to vote, why do I have to ask for the right to vote? You know, many things like that. They're, like I said, they're applicable practically, and so forth like that. But it's, and I haven't gifted myself with a book, actually. It's, though I listened to the podcasts and the YouTube, I would say the cows, and Scotty Reed, he was on earlier. You know, I just became aware of the new abolitionist movement, and it kind of, a lot of things that go along, you know, like I said, it's an area of people activity, mm-hmm. politics, kind of coalesces, and they're like, it seems to make sense. You know, logic came with the universe.
Okay.
You know,
thank you, Dave.
Like a spark like logic.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. And, yes, I encourage you, and I will take a look at that Red in the Face as well. Thank you so much. I'll be listening.
Emmett, you had something to say?
Yeah. I appreciate the brother's input there. But that fits the classic example of how we, as black people, begin to institutionalize things that affect our way of thinking and the way we operate, the way we do business, the way we go to school, interpret politics, education, all of the institutions. That's why all the institutions, from the family on up, several institutions, are flatline. Simply because the most discriminated people in history is Jewish people. We still crying, lament about this Holocaust that took place in the 1940s. That was the 19th Holocaust they're going through.
How did we get to that?
No. Here's my point. Here's my point, because despite the reason why they were able to survive and thrive, even though it was, is because of the Bible. The Bible talks about it. I taught my kids when they were very
young.
No, please.
We are all off.
We're not the principles of the Bible still live.
He's not talking about
today.
I'm sorry.
And what happens is, the Bible says, if a man walk upright before a man, make even his enemies.
The Bible says a lot of things.
Yeah, I understand. But what I'm saying is that the principles.
But you keep bringing up Bible. We want to talk about the issues at hand.
So we have children that are born today.
Oh, you're just wasting our time,
sir.
Educated
about this stuff, about all this stuff, about the institutional. You can't do anything unless the white man let you do it. Okay. And that's nonsense.
Oh, all right, well, let's go to something we can hopefully agree on.
Yeah, let's talk about something.
Let's talk about something hopefully we can agree on.
That's okay.
Gary Gray, our good friend, Gary Gray says, make Election Day a national holiday. Voting overseas are at 90%. Why? Because they have a day off to do so. The GOP would never do this because they are more registered Democrats than Republicans in America. Now, I agree with him 100% that voting should be a holiday, for the mere fact that it will give people more of an opportunity to go to the polls.
That's a great idea.
Because a lot of times what happens, people are trying to get to the polls in between work or whatever else, but if you have an actual day to do it, you know, in fact, do it Monday be a day. Sunday will be a day of rest. So we just have Friday, Saturday, and Monday
to vote.
Yeah,
I think that's a great idea, because people in this country always talk about the number of people who don't come out to vote and this, that, and the other. People have to work.
Right.
You know, the poor people that they consider poor, I think they define poor as living paycheck to paycheck, from what I understand by listening to those people on the news. But anyway, if those people, since they talking that talk, then it should be a holiday.
Right.
I think that's a great idea for them to do.
Make it a holiday on Monday, but also, too, extend the time you can vote. Vote on Saturday. You can vote on Friday, Saturday, and Monday. Make it 3 days.
Great.
Never you need. Lose all self-control, baby, just to steal. Barack Obama in the United Kingdom talking about black activism.
What, for example, Black Lives Matter is doing now to bring attention to the problem of a criminal justice system that sometimes is not treating people fairly based on race, shootings of individuals by police officers, are ready to sit down with you. Then you can't just keep on yelling at them. Refuse to meet because that might compromise the purity of your position.
I agree 100%. Black Lives Matter was started by black men hating black women, married to Sean King, and sellout brothers married to Van Jones's wife. They resented Obama embracing his black race and culture, rejecting the myth of white supremacy from the jump. So now, they want to help the Marxist Trump nuts, or the communist revolutionary Bernie bros, destroy democracy and kick blacks back into the Color Purple movie. And they want me and Obama to help them?
It's the Real Brother Radio Show.
New time. 10 a.m. Eastern on TuneIn.com and New Orleans Talk Network. Brought to you by RealBrotherRadioNetwork.com, your go-to source for the truth on campaign 2016. RealBrotherRadioNetwork.com, the alternative to conservative.
Your computer in your ear and interactive. It's new. It's innovative. And it's on your mobile device. Android, iPhone, iPad, and on your computer. Take us wherever you go. Because we're interactive. 504-341-TALK. That's 504-341-8255.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Here's why. Dish has the nation's lowest TV price, along with an award-winning DVR that can skip commercials, record 8 shows at once, and get access to thousands of movies at your fingertips. Cable simply can't even compare. So the smart choice is to cut the cable and get Dish. Plus, you get all these great TV features, free HD DVR upgrade, free installation, and free movie channels. Say goodbye to cable and get more with Dish TV. 800-818-3967, 800-818-3967. As an added bonus, you can switch to Dish now and receive a $50 Visa gift card. So call now and get Dish TV. Call 800-818-3967, 800-818-3967. That's 800-818-3967. Limited time offer, 24-month commitment and credit qualification required. Cancellation fee, monthly equipment fees, and other restrictions apply. Promotion can change at any time.
Conversation. Phone lines are open right now at area code 804-321-1010 in Central Virginia and 844-321-1010 coast to coast.
We're going to talk about Harriet Tubman, but before we do, I want to go to the lines, and our friend Gary Gray is on the line. How are you, friend?
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, thank you for calling.
And thank you for the intro.
Okay.
Yeah, great man. I would say this. Americans need more parties.
More parties, okay. Well, let me ask you this. You have a point there, because hopefully I wish Bernie had started the had run as an independent.
Independent, yes.
Right.
And see, what we're doing is we're cutting off our... Look, we have the Green Party.
Right.
The Libertarian Party. The Socialist Party. And the Communist Party. And they can't get up in the door. Why? Because Democrats and Republicans... Close the door every single time.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And basically, that's what's happened to Bernie Sanders, really. Because you had last week, there were a lot of independents, but they couldn't vote.
That's right.
Because you had to be one or the other.
In California, Republicans, you cannot vote because it's closed.
Right.
You can't vote.
Yeah, because they're closed out. You're right.
Yeah, but
it's crazy.
It is.
But see, I agree with you 1,000% that they should have a third party, because you know what? By having a third party, that would put pressure on the other two parties. Once one party get voted in, right?
Mm-hmm.
If that party does something for the people, then the other two parties are going to want to get in so bad, they're going to promise to do stuff for the people. But as long as we got two parties, it's going to always be this riff-raff going back and forth.
That's all it is.
And non-production.
Exactly.
So in order to implement, the way I see it, in order to implement another party, is to start talking about it now. The people shouldn't start waiting to time to vote for a president or something like that, then talking about, well, I'm a this party and I'm a that party. Talk about throughout the year.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I have to agree. Washington, he won against political parties. They do not, you know, he didn't make any laws preventing it, but it said do not become politically, have political parties arguing each other. And we didn't do that, so that's where we are today.
Thank you, Gary. We appreciate your call.
Thank you very much. Okay. Thank you. Have a good week.
You too, Neil.
You too, sir.
We're going to go back to line two. Brother X is with us again. Brother X?
Yeah, I just want to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Real Brother, and I listen to him whenever I get the chance. But if someone as smart and astute as Real Brother, and someone as smart as astute as you all, if someone is as smart, as astute as you all, and you think you are picking who's going to manage this white supremacy empire, what chance do Ray Ray, Bay Bay, and Shanique have? Please answer me that. Thank you.
Thank you, Real Brother.
That's funny.
Brother X.
That's funny.
I just got real confused there after that question.
That's funny.
All righty now. Well, let's go to the top before we run out of time. Last week, the Treasury Secretary announced that African American abolitionist Harriet Tubman will grace the $20 bill, which I think is more than deserving. I mean, I just cannot express or even she deserved it. No question about that, hands down. But not everybody agree. So take a listen to what Ben Carson said. You don't have that? Oh, okay. All right. I'm sorry. I thought you had that tape. Okay, we don't have that. But anyway, he thinks that he and Donald Trump thinks she should be on a $2 bill.
Mm.
How insulting
can
you be? I mean, that is insulting.
Because Ben Carson, let me tell you something. You got some people in this country, black folks, a lot of black folks, I can say, that who are ashamed of their race. You know, people like Ben Carson, you got Clarence Thomas up there, and you have a few more.
Mm-hmm.
These people don't like their race. These people will do anything to go against their race. Ben Carson is a nothing.
Okay,
you understand? Let me tell you something.
I'm not even
these
not.
People,
these people,
you're going to get your time in a minute. I'm going to get you. These people here, they think like the brother over here and Ben Carson and all those ridiculous people. They don't think back when all of these black people gave their lives so that they can be where they are today.
Right. Yeah.
You understand? Clarence Thomas used affirmative action, didn't march with nobody to do nothing. But he used it to go to college. And then when he became something, he said, pull yourself up by your bootstraps. You see what I'm saying? He's talking that stupid talk. And everything that they have sent, I've been watching his career. Everything that they have sent to the Supreme Court that has to do with anything black, civil rights, affirmative action, voting or anything, he votes against it.
And what you're saying is absolutely true, because just think about this. Had Harry Tubman supported his philosophy, pull yourself up by your bootstraps, she would not have made those trips, freeing as almost 300-some slaves. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And the question is this. How many of us would walk on her her shoes?
It won't be another one. Look at Dr.
Day,
King.
In this day and
nobody
time.
Nobody stepped up to walk in Dr. King's shoes.
Yeah, so where are the Harriet Tubmans of today?
Yeah.
I'm in total agreement about Harriet Tubman.
Thank you.
History. The thing's kind of annoying at this point, though. Here again, remember, they use every election cycle. You study it, go back as far as you want to go back to when black folks start voting again. I mean, at least it's in the 1960s, not for early on, because you will find that their leaders will find an emotional issue to bring up. To what I call
a
sturdy
neighbor.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me coincidental that a female is running?
I'm not talking about Republican or Democrat. I'm just talking about us actually doing
what you were doing.
We got a female running for president. Guess what?
This is
a
black woman. Let me say something.
Emmett, I'm not talking about Republican or Democrats right now. I'm talking about us
on a $20 bill.
Stepping up and doing our part and being a Harriet Tubman in this day and time. And that applies to all of us. Everybody sitting on this panel, everybody listening, all of us, whether you're black, white, because Harriet Tubman, when she made this trip, you had white folks helping her too.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Okay? Unbearable.
So let's not think this is just black and white. Go ahead, George.
Please. President Obama in 2015 had already started conversations about Susan B. Anthony. Mm-hmm. Being on the a bill. I don't remember what bill. I think she's an appropriate choice. I don't think it has anything to do with the emotion. I think it's the time. It's been time. My concern is I don't care what Ben Carson or Donald Trump, and I don't mean to be disrespectful, sir.
No.
I don't care about your opinion on what you think about this. What concerns me more is if a Donald Trump wins the election, he'll have the power to negate that decision.
Well, that's the whole idea. That's why they put it up now. That's why they put the issue up now. The fact of the matter is when they could have done this at any time, but it just so happened that a woman is running for the Democrat Party, so we're going to make sure we rally the black folk around here like the day Obama by putting a black person on the note.
Okay. That's
the motivation behind it. I'm speaking of motivation. The motivation is to stir up black folks so they can say,
Let me ask this question. How do you feel with Harriet Tubman being on a $20 bill? I need to understand where you're coming from, your point.
I agree with that. I had no problem with that. I'm talking about the timing.
No.
You could have done it.
But, Mr. Bell, it happened like this. It wasn't about the timing. The circulation department, they were pulling out money.
Right.
And the Lou, or whatever his name was,
right.
Lou.
Treasury.
He said, let's put a woman. And he suggested...
Roosevelt, Rosa Parks,
and
Harriet Tubman won out 33% according to the polls that were cast.
Yes,
right.
She won.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, it didn't
have anything to do with the voting.
No, because they
and there were other folks other than, other than Harriet Tubman. Rosa Parks and others as well. How has this had to do with emotion or any of that?
Because the argument is going to be, and that's what you just said, basically. The argument is going to be, unless we get a Hillary in there, we're going to get a black person on it on the first dollar bill. But if we don't, they're going to turn you over. They're not going to make that happen.
George, clarify what you were saying if we missed it.
No, yeah. I wasn't implying if we don't get a Hillary. I was saying
a Democrat at all. If you don't get a Democrat,
wait a minute, Emmett, let him respond. Go ahead, George.
I was suggesting that based that the conversation you brought up Trump and Ben Carson, mm-hmm. who did not like the selection,
right.
and suggested that she'd be on an obscure bill,
right.
the $2 bill.
Mm-hmm.
Thus, if Trump does become president, he takes that with him,
mm-hmm.
and he can reverse that, I think. Now, I don't know that. That's just what I'm
saying. Yeah.
Now, listen, I'm not suggesting that this was done to manipulate the African-American vote.
No, I don't have anything to do with that. Wait a minute, let him finish.
I don't think that is just a matter of timing.
Right, I don't think
that. I don't think it was deliberately done to manipulate the African-American vote to support the Democratic ticket.
Right.
Because they don't have to do that because African-Americans support the Democratic ticket.
But they don't right. come out to vote, not talking about. Let's get stirred
so
up.
Okay, let's go to the phone, y'all. Van, hi, friend. How are you?
Hey, what's going on? How you feel?
Oh, we're good. Right. Are you good?
I mean, yeah, I guess. who are the other people on the panel besides Emmett?
Oh, we got George here, we got Danny, and we got Joanne.
Okay. Two things. First of all, this whole claim of America being the greatest and all of this kind of stuff. Now, when you talk about that kind of thing, you can't say, well, there are countries where I can go, where I can't say X, Y, and Z about the government and that kind of thing. Because there are far more countries, well, no, I'm not going to say more, there are plenty of countries where you can go and do exactly the same thing there that you do here, and probably end up living a better life. First of all, most of those countries are located in Europe. Oh, in addition to that, you also get health care as a friggin' right as a citizen. Mm-hmm. You still don't really have that here. Australia is another country that's very much the same way. So don't throw out greatness based upon the lowest common denominator.
Mm-hmm.
You want to deal with something that's on the same level. Furthermore, towards the that greatness claim, which is falsely, what is completely false, the United States has been responsible for at least two wars, at least two, that were based on lies, that resulted in the deaths of millions of people. Okay? You can't name another country in the last 100 years that has done such a thing. And I'm not even going to touch the genocide, slavery, and so on, which made this country the powerhouse that it is today. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you want to respond to that before I get to my second thing?
Okay, I'll tell you what, hold your point because we got to go to Mieris Tea of the Week, okay?
Okay. Now let them think about it.
Tracy died soon after a long fought civil war. Just after I wiped away his last tear, I guess he's better off than he was before. A whole lot better off than the fools he left here. Used to cry for Tracy 'cause he was my only friend. Those kind of cars don't pass you every day. I used to cry for Tracy 'cause I want to see him again. But sometimes life ain't always the way. Sometimes it snows in April. Sometimes I feel so bad, so bad. Sometimes I wish life was never ending, and all good things was always my favorite time of year. A time for lovers holding hands in the rain. Now springtime only reminds me of Tracy's tears. Always cry for love, never cry for pain. He used to say so strong, oh, not afraid to die unafraid of the death that left me hypnotized. No, staring at his picture, I realized one could cry the way my Tracy cried. Sometimes it snows in April. Sometimes I feel so bad. Sometimes, sometimes I wish that life was never ending. But all good things they say never last. I often dream of heaven, and I know that Tracy's there. I know that he has found another friend. Maybe he's found the answer to all the April snow. Maybe one day I'll see my Tracy again. Sometimes it snows in April. Sometimes I feel so bad, so bad. Sometimes I wish that life was never ending. But all good things they say never last. And all good things they say never last. And love, if it isn't love, will tell it to pass.
My name is Mia White, and this is the Tea of the Week. According to Delaware Online, a young woman by the name of Amy Joyner Francis was beaten to death in her high school bathroom Thursday morning. Friends of Amy said they seen her last at 8 a.m. 30 minutes later, Amy was taken out of Howard Voltech to a children's hospital where she later died. Female students were taken into custody, but no charges were filed. The students involved in the crime took pictures and videos of Amy's last moments during the fight. The pictures were later posted on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, where students laughed and wrote harsh comments. The community is hoping for justice and praying for her parents in a place where I call home, Wilmington, Delaware. This is CNN. Music producer, songwriter, and singer Prince Nelson dies at the age of 57. Paramedics were unable to revive Prince after they found him unresponsive in an elevator. Autopsies have been done for both individuals and will later be reviewed. For Tea of the Week, text Mimi to 63975.
Featuring the Virginia Airs of Chesapeake, Virginia. Faithful Connection. Lee Walker and Spirit of Richmond. And special guests, Julian Bunbury and Renewed Strength.
Sunday, May 8th, 4 p.m. at James Monroe High School, 2300 Washington Avenue, Fredericksburg, with special recognition of military mothers, those in the military, children serving in the military, or mothers with spouses serving our country will be admitted free. General admission $10. Get your tickets from any member of the participating groups. For vendor or ticket information, call 804-590-6846, 590-6846. Cavell Phillips will be your MC. One thing that always puts a smile on my mother's face is good gospel music.
WCLM, 1450 AM, Highland Springs, Richmond. The soul of the city is WCLM, 1450 AM.
Pick up the latest copy of the Heart and Soul of the City newspaper. Read about the black woman who said that Bill Clinton is the father of her son. Read about what's going on with the new Creighton Court redevelopment. The shallow returns in this issue. And also, read our black history stories. This and much more is in the latest edition of the Heart and Soul of the City newspaper. Now, you can also read it online by going to heartandsoulofthecitynewspaper.com or either go to WCLM radio website. The Heart and Soul newspaper, the little newspaper with the great big old news.
This is Tanya Free. When was your last eye exam? Do you have 20/20 vision, a term used to express clarity and sharpness of vision measured on a distance of 20 feet? In addition to clarity and sharpness, an eye exam can help detect eye disease that may not always have symptoms. Early detection and treatment could prevent vision loss. Visual screening for children are recommended to start early. Tanya's Medical Minute is sponsored by the Capital Area Health Network, the heart of the community.
Join Tanya Free and friends at TanyaFree.com. Conversation. Phone lines are open right now at area code 804-321-1010 in Central Virginia and 844-321-1010 coast to coast.
I want to thank Niera for the tea of the week, and my heart goes out to the parents that lost their daughter in that bathroom fight. That has really been bothering me, because, I mean, it's sad that you send your child to school and then they not come back home. Mm-hmm. So hopefully, you know, prayers go out to them. And then also, too, the world, we are still in shock over the death of Prince. I mean, when I heard that, the station I was listening to, they were saying they weren't sure, and it, you know, like, may have been a prank. I'm like, why would you joke about that? Then I'm like, is it really true? And then when I heard it, someone, one of the stations confirmed it, I still couldn't believe it.
Yeah, it was tough. I was with some friends, and we were on our way from Williamsburg, and we heard it, and just couldn't believe it.
Yeah, yeah, unbelievable. Still now, almost a week later, and we're like, is it, you know, are we dreaming, you know?
Do you know what is fear incomplete until we have some kind of memorial that we can see?
Right.
You know how, like,
Michael Jackson, right. Whitney Houston, you know, it was final.
Right.
But with Prince, it's not final
yet.
It
was very private. Yeah, and he was a private person. Yeah, I mean, right, I can understand right. it. He's a private
cremated
person.
Cremated him so fast.
Yeah.
Like, what in the world?
Because he's Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't
well,
say that.
If everyone noticed that all of the music today was, you know, Prince songs, which a lot of songs I hadn't even heard, but, you know.
It was nice.
Yeah, very nice. So that, thank our music director for that. Let's go back to the phones right quick to Van before we go. Van, you still there?
Yeah, I am. And that you all were speaking about Prince. This is how in denial I was upon this room. It came on CNN that this may have happened. I'm sitting in a fast food restaurant. And my first thought was, who got killed in Prince's house?
Mm-hmm.
And it never occurred to me that it could have, in fact, been him.
Right.
Okay. That's number one. Number two, he's suffering from some sort of illness that requires him. They had to land a plane, his plane,
right.
someplace so he can get the treatment. If it's the flu, that's not reason enough to stop a plane, number one. And then there's nobody he's discovered in the house in the elevator. He's got staff in that house. He's got his own cook, all of these things.
They hadn't gotten
Personal
there yet.
Assistance, all it is.
They reported that they hadn't gotten there yet.
Yeah, but still, I'm sure it seems strange that someone would not be in that house 24 hours at his beck and call because, you know, he's a star like that.
Right.
Lastly, and this is something that goes back a connection to Michael Jackson, Prince had recently gotten his entire catalog of music back after many years of fighting with them, finally had gotten that back very recently. And this thing happened. It was also similar timing with Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
He had gotten all of his stuff back from them and pretty much owned half of Sony, and he ends up getting killed. So it's far from coincidental, and there's got to be a possible money motivation behind it and that sort of thing. Because had it not been, then it would have been an issue getting his music back.
Yeah.
Let me
say this to you, Mr. Van. Go when you get a chance, Google Illuminati and Michael Jackson or Illuminati.
Oh, really?
Listen.
Brother, listen.
Or Illuminati.
You're someone that has read Behold the Pale Horse twice.
Listen, and that book is so true. Have you read
it? Yeah, I know that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen. I've seen video of Michael Jackson talking. See, when they interviewed Michael Jackson in his house, he recorded them recording him. See, so they can't come out and distort what he had said. So that's why he was doing that, Michael Jackson.
The other day I
saw something about the Illuminati and Prince. So I said, how the Illuminati? How did Prince get hooked up with this? But see, I didn't read it. But that's why I suggest that you read up on it.
Prince was on Tavis Smiley show talking about chemtrails and such.
Yeah.
He was. You are going to find out over the next, I guess, months and years, just how much stuff he was doing completely unbeknownst to the public. For example, there's this new movement or new program called Yes We Code to get young black kids to get into to writing code, you know, for computer programs. It turns out that he, in fact, funded that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it wasn't just, you know, he's making a gang of music and all of that kind of stuff. He was being very, very active.
Yeah, he was definitely humanitarian.
Yeah,
no question about that.
He was.
Van, we are almost out of time. You make your last point.
My last point was America is cool and everything, but when you examine it and see it for what it is, it's far from as cool as you want to imagine it to be, as you were told it
okay.
is. Well, what I said on that, I'm sure that's targeted at me. What I said, I don't know anything about other countries. I have walked with, I have marched with the Panthers back in the day, and I have walked with Sharpton and those guys in D.C. See, I'm going to fight for what I believe in.
Okay.
I'm not running nowhere.
All right, we got to go, okay? As always, I thank God, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for allowing this opportunity to speak and hopefully heard. Thanks to our listening friends. Blessings to each of you. And, of course, thanks to Joanne, Danny, Emmett, George, Miera, Carl, Roosevelt, Marcus, and Mr. Free. I'm Tanya Free. Until next time, be free. Remember, live life with a purpose.
I never meant to cause you any sorrow. I never meant to cause you any pain.
The Tanya Free and Friends Talk Show is a presentation of Freedom Marketing Incorporated. All rights reserved. Views and comments expressed are not necessarily the views of the host and or this station.